Books on Tape presents Last Train to Paradise by Les Standiford, read by Del Roy. Chapter 1, End of the Line, Key West, Labor Day Weekend, 1935. At about 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Labor Day Saturday in 1935, Ernest Hemingway, by then one of Key West's most notable residents, thought it time to knock off work on weaving together what an editor had called those Harry Morgan stories, an undertaking that would eventually be published as a novel titled To Have and Have Not. He left his studio, went into the kitchen with its tall, built-to-papa cabinet tops, to pour himself a drink, then walked out onto the spacious porch of the two-story home on Whitehead Street that he and his second wife Pauline had bought in 1931. The day's work had been good. Now he intended to wind down and have a look at the evening paper. The weather was typical for late summer in Key West, the temperature in the high 80s, the humidity about the same, but the skies were clear and there was a sea breeze sweeping over the mile-wide island to soften the heat, especially in the shade of a broad front porch. It was a newfound pleasure for Hemingway to indulge himself in such a simple fashion, even in his own home. The year before, a zealous Federal Emergency Relief Act administrator had published a pamphlet intended to boost tourism, listing Hemingway's home among the top 25 attractions on the island of some 12,000 souls. Though Hemingway well understood the value of cultivating a certain mystique, it had nonetheless galled him to find himself on the way to or from his workroom on the second floor of a then